We're back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. Let's talk about the offense. B. West, Eagles go into the game on Sunday without DeMarco Murray, without Josh Huff, with a lot of questions against a defense that had allowed just 8.5 points per game. So what do? They pound the rock, and they did it very well in the first half.
Well, it's surprising because when you talk about the Jets, you're talking about a very good defense, a very good front seven as well. And so the last thing that I thought the Eagles would be able to do, especially with the past 2 weeks in the play of the offensive line, is run the football. But what happened this week was an offensive line that came together. They finally gelled, and they played on the defensive side of the line of scrimmage. Then they had a running back, Ryan Matthews, just ran the ball hard. He was downhill, one-cut type of back, and it looked really good.
And they tried to get to the edge, and they did so successfully. Now, why, from a technical standpoint, is that the way to do it against a big, strong, stout defensive front?
Yeah, they have three guys on the inside there. It's going to be very hard to move. And so now you kind of want to run away from those guys. And the good thing about it, once you run away from those guys, they didn't have those guys on the outside that are able to handle the mass and the athletic ability of our offensive line. And I think Chip Kelly did something just a little bit different. When you talk about the first couple of weeks, you had guys pulling and coming around blocks, things like that. This week, you didn't have that. You had guys blocking man on man, everybody zoning, going in one direction. You didn't have as many people pulling, and that actually made all the difference in the world.
And the run game certainly needs to be better for a 60-minute period. Eagles did not run the football well at all, did not move the football in the second half. Where they had success early in this game, Brian, is in the pass game, the wheel route to the running backs.
Yes. No.
What are you looking for there when you're scheming up a team during the week? Why does it work? What's the matchup you want to see?
Well, what you're seeing is you're saying they're going to play man-to-man on the outside. And so you know they have Revis and they have Cromartie. Those are man-to-man type of defenders. That means now you have man-to-man as well with your linebackers versus your running backs. And so anytime you have Sproles as well as Ryan Matthews and able to play one-on-one with a linebacker, you had that advantage. And so yesterday they were able to take advantage of that several times. They missed a couple times as well. But listen, anytime you have a linebacker on a running back, the running back should have the advantage.
I would imagine when it happened when you played, your eyes lit up and you wanted that matchup.
Yeah. That's the matchup that you're looking for. We called it in college a running back, an athlete versus a turd, a guy that can't run, that can't cover you. You saw a bunch of the linebackers taking bad angles, bad pursuit angles, and Sproles as well as Matthews was able to run right around them to be wide open.
All right, let's talk about the passing game here. Sam Bradford, 14 of 28, just 118 yards. Only one wide receiver, Jordan Matthews, catching the football. Zach Ertz quiet again. Brent Celek used more as a blocker. Brian, your thoughts on the passing game and the quarterback in particular?
Yeah, when you talked about Sam Bradford coming into this season, you have to think about accuracy, getting the ball out quick, just knowing what a quarterback needs to do to be successful. Yesterday, he just missed too many passes. His accuracy wasn't there. So a couple of the balls just kind of flew on him. He wasn't overthrows, things like that. He has to be a much better passer in this offense if you want to get the other guys involved. And so Jordan Matthews, he's going to be involved because he has plays called for him. But you have to get Aguilar involved. You have to get Cooper involved. You have to get Miles Austin involved as well. But you need better play from your quarterback. And he had the protection yesterday. He has to play much better. He needs to be more accurate.
And the defense in Washington without D'Angelo Hall, still a really tough group down waiting at FedEx Field. Eagles also obviously with some questions up front. Andrew Gardner's injury obviously is a concern. What do you do at that position? When we return to Eagles 360, we're going to talk about a defense that came to life on Sunday. Four takeaways and some young bucks growing up in a hurry.